Police: Child discovered in Florida alligator's jaws drowned by father. By Amy Furr on April 25, 2023. The father of the two-year-old boy found inside the mouth of a Florida alligator in Lake Maggiore is accused of drowning his own son. In a statement Monday, St. Petersburg law enforcement said the cause of Taylan Mosley's death was drowning, NBC News reported. The Pinellas medical examiner confirmed the cause of death of two-year-old Taylan Mosley. The child died of drowning, the agency noted in a press release. Officials charged the boy's 21-year-old father, Thomas Mosley, with two counts of first-degree murder in the child's death and the boy's mother, 20-year-old Pashon Jeffrey, who was stabbed to death and her body found inside her apartment. A police spokesperson said Monday that Mosley threw or placed his son in Lake Maggiore, where the child was found in an alligator's mouth. The NBC report continued, adding the investigation was ongoing. The child's body was located on March 31 after he went missing on March 30. A detective at the scene fatally shot the alligator so authorities could retrieve the body. Video footage shows Mosley being escorted into a courtroom with his hands and arms in casts. According to Fox 13, court papers said the suspect's injuries were consistent with slippage during a knife attack. Jeffrey was reportedly stabbed over 100 times. Body camera video shown in the courtroom recorded Jeffrey's mother speaking to law enforcement officials about Mosley's birthday party the day before Jeffrey's body was discovered. When asked if they were drinking at the time, the woman replied, "I just know they were smoking." She was then asked if they were smoking weed, to which she answered, "Yeah." Meanwhile, additional video footage shows the funeral service for the mother and two-year-old. "We come most of all to praise God for the life of Sister Pashon and young Taylan," one of the speakers said during the service. "While we may not understand, we are still saddled with the grief that accompanies this movement. But our faith tells us that we look unto God," he added.